Good morning, and welcome to the brightest Friday morning of the year, right down here on In You All Along, on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I will be with you here for the next hour of this brightest and lightest morning. So come join me.
estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor. Luego de tu adiós sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando, 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 llorando. No es fácil entender que al verte otra vez yo esté llorando. Yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer. No me quieres ya y siempre estaré llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor. Tu amor se llevó todo mi corazón y quedó llorando, 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 llorando. Yo estaba
in bed for a week now, wondering how long it'll take. You haven't spoken. Been lying in bed for a week now, wondering how long it'll take. You haven't spoke. I looked at her in all that time, for they were the easiest line you could break. She's been going round her business as usual, always with that melancholy smile. You
were too busy looking to yourself to see the tiny tears in her eyes, tiny tears make up in her chin, tiny tears make up the sea. Let them pour out, pour out of love. Don't let them pour out of me. How can you hurt someone so much you're supposed to care for? Someone you said you'd always be there for. But when that water breaks, you know you're gonna cry, cry. When those tears start rolling, you'll be back. But tiny tears in a chair, tiny tears make up the sea. Let them pour out of love. Don't let them pour out of me. Oh,
Well, well, well. Isn't it nice to be back? Isn't it nice every time we get to spend this time together? It warms my heart, which is good because it's oddly chilly outside here at WMFO in Medford. But man, is the sun shining brightly. Boy, oh boy. It sure is nice to have so much light. We spend an awful lot of the year in the dark here at WMFO in Medford on In You All Along specifically, a show that mostly starts before dawn. But we just brighten the day a little bit with the Tindersticks and their song Tiny Tears from 1995's self-titled album Tindersticks. Before the Tindersticks, we had Rebecca Del Rio with Llorando, a cover of Roy Orbison's Crying from 2003's All My Life, Toda Mi Vida. Rebecca famously performed that song in the David Lynch movie Mulholland Drive, which I had the pleasure of going and seeing in the actual movie theater the other day, the Brattle Theater. I can promote them. They are a nonprofit organization right down there in Harvard Square. Oh man, oh man, I've seen so many good movies down there. I got a membership a while back, and a great decision. You end up getting cheap movies and an excuse to keep going. Seeing things you might not otherwise see. They're like us. We're just trying to remind you of what's out there in the world. And we opened up the set, of course, with 10cc and I'm Not in Love from their misleadingly named album from 1975, the original soundtrack. Now we're going to switch gears here a little bit here on the brightest morning of the year and present to you something that I do hear from time to time in this age of political agitation and upheaval. We often have demonstrations and protests going on here in Boston and elsewhere, and I like to go down and chat with the folks that are down there, get some of the voices of the front lines. This week, we've all seen the pictures on the internet and on TV of the immigrant children being locked up. There have been demonstrations here in Massachusetts in order to make sure that immigrant families here in the Commonwealth are being protected. And there was a demonstration just this past Wednesday on the front steps of the State House on Beacon Hill in Boston. And here are a few of the voices of people that were taking part. Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Coriana. I live in Watertown, Massachusetts.
And what brings you here today?
I am here to ask our Massachusetts legislature to pass the four budget provisions to support due process for immigrants in Massachusetts.
And I see there's a sign on your backpack. What does it say?
It says ICE out of MA, ICE out of MA.
And what are they doing here?
They are rounding up immigrants, often on very slim pretexts, expecting local law enforcement to turn over people who are not actually committing any crimes.
And do you think that there is any hope of getting through to the people that support the actions that are going on at the border right now? And if so, how would you do so?
I don't know that I think there's a way to get through to people who are supporting the actions at the border right now. I think people who are outright supporting have generally closed off their minds to other considerations. but I hope everyone who has young children or knows young children can recognize just how horrible it is to separate young children from their caring parents.
Do you have any hope for a brighter version of our country right now?
I have a lot of hope for a lot of possible brighter versions for our country. I think starting with not separating children from their parents is a great start, and then continuing to clear paths to, especially for asylum seekers who are here fleeing violence in their own countries, I think clear paths to safe asylum without detention in any kind of jail facility being involved would be a really good next step.
That sounds like a great vision to start with. Thank you so much for your time, especially since you're running for a train. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Anne-Marie Vaduva, and I'm from Boston, but I was born in Romania.
What brings you here today?
What brings me here today is my anger about what's happening at the border with Mexico, with the children being torn away from their parents. Yeah. Protests. I want to say, no, it's wrong, it's terrible, stop it. I just wanted to stop as soon as possible. I don't know what to do, so I came here.
Do you feel that your experience as an immigrant gives you a particular perspective on this issue?
It gives me a certain perspective that is missing from, you know, the people who are supporting this. I mean, okay, Trump has his issues. He's a heartless man, as far as I can tell. But the people who support this, 27% of Americans are okay with this going on. Yes, I think I have an experience that makes me feel a little bit more empathetic towards those people than the people who support Trump.
If you had to get through to one of those people and get them where it matters, what would you say to them to help them come around on this issue?
Gosh, I mean, they're not listening. I don't know what I can say to them. I've lost hope reaching those folks. How do you reach someone who thinks it's okay to separate their children from their mothers because the mothers broke the law? That's what's in their mind, that breaking the law means you can do anything you want to a person, including taking their children away. I don't know how to combat that kind of thinking with my kind of thinking. I mean, what would I say to them? I'd say, my mother crossed the Danube River to flee Romania. She became a refugee. She sought asylum to the United States, and she left us. She planned to, you know, she planned her trip, her asylum and refugee trip for 2 years because it was very dangerous. She did it. She survived. Others didn't. We didn't see each other for 2 years. People don't do this kind of thing because they want to, you know, buy a bigger house or have more money in the bank. They do it because it's a matter of survival. It's a matter of having something worth living for. And if you don't experience this in life, then you will never understand. That's what I have to say to those people. And I feel sorry for you that you don't understand. I don't know. I feel sorry you can't empathize with a mother's pain.
I think that's a story that anybody could empathize with, and I certainly hope that it gets through to somebody. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Lindsay Cretion. I am from Arlington, Massachusetts.
What are you doing here today?
I am protesting the policies at the border, where they are not allowing families in who are seeking asylum, who are running away from dangerous situations and separating families, children from parents. It's horrendous. It's nauseating. It makes me enraged.
What goes through your mind when you see the photos of the children in the facilities that we've been all seeing?
How can people look at these images and not see children and not see what's happening here? These are people. These are families. It seems like such a dark hour for our country that so many people can turn a blind eye, can say, oh, these people are sneaking into the country. These people don't deserve to be here. They need to have the ability to come into the courts to seek help in this country.
What would you say to somebody who is a supporter of the president right now to get through to them where it counts on this issue?
What does our country stand for right now? We are a people who need to share, who need to reach out to one another. Are we a people who say, this is mine and you can't have it, and putting up walls around each other, not reaching out to one another? We have to think about where our values stand and help all of us raise up. Reach out to one another, the citizens in this country, yes, but reach out to everyone in the world. We have that ability. We are America. That's what makes us great. And right now, the policies of the administration are favoring the corporations and not the people. And the tax policies are not favoring the working people of this country. We need to think about our values and value one another as citizens and value world citizens. And if we are not considering the citizens of the world as human beings, then we are not considering one another as human beings. We have to share and share alike for everybody.
I hope that message gets through one way or another. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Good luck. Have a good day.
What's your name and what brings you here today?
My name is Fausto Murillo. I am over here because I'm seeing the thing that is happening to this country, and being over here for 10 years has shown me that this country is not what it looks like today. This country's roots goes back to compassion, love for the need ones, and protecting the citizens. And as of today, those roots are away from what is happening right now. I said right now, we're showing no compassion, especially for kids. And we're showing no love for the needy ones or trying to help, because some of our citizens are thinking that the president has been put in power by God, and things that does not come to reality as it is that if in order to think that Trump was put by God and his action and his policies are correct 100%, as Miller say, we better check on the Bible in Matthew 2, verses 16, and also Ephesians 6, verse 12. And that will come to a debate in which reality we want to live in. Do we go in by the Bible, which is broken by the actions of our president and our leader in his cabinet, or we're gonna live in a country that is based on its roots and also does not apply his policy using the Bible, because that's in the First Amendment. We got a freedom of religion and press, and I don't think that we should use the Bible as a tool for manipulating the citizens of the United States.
Do you think that there's hope to reach the compassion you talked about in the hearts of Americans still?
Yes, this country has been for helping each other. In this country, it means that helping your neighborhood, helping the needy ones. As a matter of fact, we have a program that is not one, a lot of programs that are helping people in need. And that's showing a effect of compassion, and we need to keep doing that. I'm not saying that we should run out of budget, we should regulate it, but we cannot take for granted what we have done, what we have accomplished in the past, and throw it away in the garbage. The compassion that we have, the compassion that this country has shown for people, for immigrants, for Native Americans, for people that are in need, for people that are in education need, for people that are making progress step by step. We need to show compassion, but not by force, by humanity, way of living, and by showing the other that we are as humane as other people are from any other country.
It's a beautiful vision of hope, and I hope that you're right. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
No, you don't. Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed those few voices I was able to gather, bring back from down on Beacon Hill on Wednesday. Part of the public service mission of Inu All Along here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me, by the way, is Maro Mare with Stereolab, or Stereolab with Maro Mare. I've seen it listed both ways, with Super Botany from 2001's Super Mogadon. Oh, the words that drift across my screen here. Well, it is 6:33 and 33 seconds here, Medford time. So why don't we continue on through it with more delightful sounds.
Sony, hey. wala yi wolo fa filanu dunuya mayinde emma ge wolo dunuya mayinde mogo ya kele sanaye sadu fallani nanyani ne da falla manasaru walaina fallani nani fallani sadu fallani nanyani ani ka falla manasaru walaina fallani
Action! I went to this fallen angel, sang to a fear of God. If you decide to follow him, he'll pick you up. It won't take too long. He can save the lost. Sables to hear the word of love take you from
Isn't it amazing how radio just keeps going and going and going, and suddenly the hour is creeping, racing, I should say, racing to a halt, racing to a close. Not quite, almost. We just heard from Medusa Cyclone with Gravity Serpent from 1995's self-titled album. That was preceded by Dear Fazer with Den of Sables from 2016's trio. Dear Fazer will be playing tomorrow, June 23rd, at Deep Thoughts in Jamaica Plain with Mauvais OL. Before that, we had the English Beat, known as The Beat if you're English, with Rotating Heads from 1982's Special Beat Service. The instrumental version of that song, which was called March of the Swivel Heads, was famously in the big climactic scene of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And we opened the set with Boubacar Diabaté and Samba Lolo with Yiriba, which I believe was released in 2014. He has it on his website, but it's hard to really nail down the info. First of all, I should tell you that the English Beat is playing tomorrow night at the Sinclair. And Boubacar Diabaté and his Samba Lolo outfit will be playing on Thursday, next Thursday, at the Lizard Lounge. My public service obligation to you has, in fact, not been fully discharged until I read you a public service announcement out of the PSA book. And this week, gather around, children, as we talk about rechargeable batteries. Oh, yes. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel metal hydride batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I need to purchase some rechargeable batteries this week. It is important because I just went through my desk drawer and took out a handful of dead batteries. I need your help. Tell me, what should I buy? What should I do? Post all of your rechargeable battery stories to facebook.com/inyouallalong, the internet home of this delightful show. Okay, let's get it moving along here. We are rapidly racing toward the end. We'll be right back. Okay. We've had a little equipment rebuild here. I appreciate your patience. We just heard from Muck and the Myers with Hang All Over Me from the album Doreen, or the EP Doreen, which is either from 2016 or 2008.